The tour is open to anyone and can happen at any time through an online map or phone app, including audio from a narrator who explains more about the artist and their work.
Snafu, it is the most popular sculpture on campus, mainly due to its nickname among USU students, the Yellow French Fries. In fact, students usually make a snow sculpture of a giant hamburger next to the fries each winter.
Tara Arredondo is Digital Content Manager for the Nora Eccles Harrison Museum of Art, or NEMA, and says the project first launched in 2011, but the audio and graphic elements are more recent.
We just wanted to redesign the brochure, redesign the map. We had new photography of the sculptures, and we also wanted to have an audio component. And it's a fun activity to do during the summer.
Arredondo enjoys the sculpture Passagalia, found in the Kane Performance Hall, because of its three-dimensional reflection of the nearby Bear River mountain range of Logan Canyon, while Adrienne DeHaan, administrative and events coordinator for NEMA, favors a different piece.
I think I like Snafu, which is located near the Merrill Kazira Library. I think what I like most about it is that over the years it's been such a controversial piece, even though to look at it, it doesn't evoke controversy. But the students, of course, here at Utah State University call it French fries, preferring perhaps not to think about what Snafu stands for. It also at one point was painted green under some sort of, I'm not sure if it was a university prank or why it was painted green. But, you know, just when you go back through the records, I just like thinking about how that piece has been received by different audiences through the years. And yeah, I do like the fact that it looks like French fries.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Alyssa Robinson.